Hello and good morning. You are still listening to The Morning After on RDU 98.5. I hope everyone's having a wonderful time so far.
We are not alone in the studio. Doris, thanks for coming into the studio this morning. From the Court Theatre, no less, we are talking to you because celebrations marking 50 years of theatre life at the Court are kicking off next Friday, the 23rd of April, with the alumni event, Yarns and
Light.
That's
this Friday.
That's tomorrow.
That is tomorrow.
It's not next Friday. I mean, I always wonder next this, etc.
And you have been an usher at the Court Theatre since its very beginning.
Yes. I have.
Isn't that fantastic? I guess we'll start with this. What got you into, you know, wanting to be an usher at the Court Theatre in the first place?
Well, when I was at university, I did do some ushering and things like that, being involved with theatre because it was my passion.
Yeah.
I was a real groupie when it came to the Royal Shakespeare Theatre Company.
Oh, awesome. Cool.
And so when I came here, from England, I needed something to do as an activity, and so I looked around, and I happened to meet Yvette Bromley and her husband one night, and they said they were starting up a theatre company.
Wow.
And I said, can I be involved? And they said, well, we'll need somebody to sell tickets and usher, and I said, fine.
You're like, that's me.
And so right from the very beginning, first night.
Wow. Can you remember what was the first show?
Of Miss Jean Brodie.
Ah, there you go.
Wow.
That's me.
Oh, gosh.
So exciting.
What have been some of your favourite productions the Court Theatre's put on?
They put on a great show called Wit, which was actually, I suppose you wouldn't call it really a show, but it was absolutely amazing. A one-woman, one-act play.
Oh, cool.
Brilliant. Of course, Jersey Boys just recently was stunning.
Yes, of course.
And the curious incident of the dog in the nighttime.
Yes.
Which I'd seen done by the National Theatre. And I honestly think that the Court Theatre one was as good.
That's all we like to hear.
If not better.
That's all we like to hear.
It was stunning.
Christchurch Pride. We love that. What have been some other highlights of the journey through theatre so far? I mean, obviously, you know, these fantastic shows, I'm sure, are highlights, but has there been any other shining moments over the years?
I think meeting people in the audience. I mean, this is one of the reasons I've enjoyed the job so much, in that you meet the people in the audience, you get to see smiling faces, and it's... And the comments afterwards, they always chat to you afterwards, and it's just lovely. I love meeting people, and so that's one of the reasons I do it.
Fantastic.
And so that's a real highlight.
I love that.
That's so sweet.
What's I guess kept you going for? We were talking before about, especially for us younger generations, the idea of doing something for 50 years feels like quite like a, you know, milestone for us. So what's, I guess, motivated you to keep going over these 50 years? Or have you not even needed motivation? You just love doing it all the time?
Well, I haven't needed motivation. No, I do enjoy doing it.
Awesome.
And I love drama.
Yeah.
I love plays of all sorts, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the Court Theatre has this great way of actually putting together a program where you get humor and real drama. And I think that appeals to a lot of people, and I love it.
Fantastic.
I love it.
That's so cool.
And did you ever imagine that you'd still be involved 50 years ago?
I never gave it a thought, to be honest.
It's amazing.
Never a thought. I just keep going.
I love that. I love that.
While I can keep going, I will keep going.
Of course.
Yes, of course.
Why would you not? So like we said right at the top, the Court Theatre is celebrating 50 years, starting this Friday with various celebrations and all of that fun stuff. They're also releasing a book, I believe. Yes, they are. They're releasing a book this, I think that, officially releases tomorrow, which is fun.
Yes, it's all happening tomorrow.
So when you read the book, do you reckon any of it will even be a surprise to you? Or are you going to be like, I was there, I knew that, not an issue?
No, I think there will be a few surprises because I think there are a number of issues. We don't see everything.
Of course.
And so I think there will be a few backstage things that
little secrets.
We don't know about. So
exciting.
I think, yes, I think there will be.
Goodness me.
Exactly.
We love that. Has there been any, have you ever had a moment you know, as an usher in the Court Theatre, where you've seen, you know, some real life drama occur outside of the stage. You know, has anyone, you know, got up and stormed out of a thing or anything, or they always just love it?
No, nobody's ever done that at all. Actually, it's all been incredibly easy.
That's fantastic. That's such a testament to the Court Theatre.
It is. That's fantastic.
While we're on RDU, why are the arts so important? Why is the Court Theatre so important? Why should we always have a Court Theatre? I'm putting you on the spot here.
You are. The arts, I think, are important to everybody. And I think the earthquakes proved that in that we didn't have very much in the way of arts. And I think it actually, a lot of people felt that part of their soul had disappeared as well. And I think the arts are probably the most important thing to humankind. I really do.
Wow. Fantastic. I couldn't agree more. That's fantastic. Well, thank you so much for taking time out of your day to come and talk to us this morning.
Pleasure.
We really appreciate it. Do you have any, I guess, words of wisdom for our RDU listeners before we go?
Keep going to the Court Theatre
and
enjoying the arts and music.
Fantastic. That's best way to end it right there.
Thank you so much for coming to the studio.
It's a pleasure.